August is Multicultural Queensland Month, an initiative by Queensland Government showcasing and celebrating multiculturalism across the state. On Sunday, the first cultural fashion show kicked off in Brisbane CBD to highlight the vibrant cultures living across Queensland with fashion from First Nations and multicultural designers. The event was organised by the Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland. The YS Tony Pankalush attended the event and spoke first with CEO of ECCQ, Lisa Ward.
My name's Lisa Ward and I'm the CEO of Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland. Oh wow, it's the basis of who we are as a country. Of course, our First Nations people were the first people here, but everybody else since arrival really has been our migrants. But our new migrants and the multicultural society that we're building over the many years is so incredibly important. The innovation, the diversity, the different way of thinking, it strengthens us as a society.
What does this event aim to deliver? Like, what are some of the goals?
It's all around inclusivity. So it's, yes, inclusivity of our First Nations and our multicultural community and the broader society, but also for people with disability. So tonight is an ageism. So we're saying our society is broad and unique and is strength because of that. And so this is all around inclusivity.
We talk about inclusivity. How's it also aimed to like challenge beauty standards that we are well aware of?
It's all about challenging. So you'll see later on this evening, we've got what you would probably expect from models, but then we've got people with different abilities who will be modeling, people from different ethnic backgrounds, different age, and beauty is all in how you feel the strength within yourself rather than what our society has come to being on how slim you are, how tall you are, how perfect your looks are. So this is for everybody. Everybody has beauty, enabling us all to shine. I think one of the main things here tonight is we are focused on people with disability and different ability standards. So we have people here who are sight impaired, who are deaf, who are double amputees in wheelchairs, and we are going to be talking about the absolute amazing things that they have done for our society here in Australia and how much they have contributed, even though they've had such massive barriers. It might be not just because of their ethnicity, but their ability and stereotypes. So it's breaking those stereotypes down. One thing I've been particularly keen to do is also break through our normal people that we as multicultural communities engage with. So we have invited corporates, and we hope next year we have more corporate participants coming.
So, Dr. Christian Rowan, MP, I am the Assistant Minister to the Premier, Leader of the House and State Member for Moggill.
Why do you think multiculturalism is so important?
Well, multiculturalism strengthens our community. Queensland has a very diverse range of different ethnic communities, which is really important, not only for bringing new things to Queensland, but strengthening our democracy as well. So we're very, very fortunate to have, whether it's the Indian communities, our Chinese communities, Nepalese communities, you know, our Italians, our Greeks, a range of those communities where people have come from abroad and they've brought their customs and their traditions as well and integrated extremely well into our society. And I think that strengthens our democracy here in Queensland.
What do you think about the inclusion of Australians with disability in the event? It must be great to see.
I think the sense of inclusiveness is really, really important because then it gives a shared understanding for everyone. So whether that's people who may have disabilities or whether they have ethnic or cultural differences or come from different religious backgrounds or even people who might have had mental health, you know, or other conditions as well, that sort of sense of inclusiveness is really, really important because if you can understand perspectives, if we can understand some of the challenges or difficulties people may have experienced, we have people who've come from countries around the world where there have been some very challenging circumstances where things mightn't have been as safe for them and they've immigrated to our country as refugees. So I think the sense of inclusiveness really sort of develops that shared understanding, and shared understanding leads to mutual respect, but also the possibilities of enhancing and strengthening how we all see each other as human beings. So really, really important for humanity.
How do you think this event will challenge beauty standards?
Well, I think it sort of breaks barriers by showing people the differences. By understanding differences and what is the reality, I guess, of the world, that really gives people a good idea of how to celebrate those differences, to understand them. And again, it gives that strength of diversity, inclusiveness, and how really, really important it can be. But people who are showcasing tonight as well, it's important for them because that strengthens how they view themselves. ourselves individually, but also overall in the community as well. So I think it strengthens who we are as people, collectively together, not only as individuals, but as individual communities and our overall community as well.
Is there any last words you'd like to say just as we wrap up?
Look, I think it's a fantastic event tonight. I've been here for a short while so far, and to catch up with so many different people from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds is really, really important. I think it really showcases the great strength of not only what Queensland is, but Australia is as well.
That was Queensland's Assistant Minister to the Premier on Matters of State and New Citizens, Dr. Christian Rowan, speaking with The Wire's Tony Pankalush.